Welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now last week, Pastor Reynolds talked about useless kinds of religion, and this week he will be discussing standing before God. And it is so easy to put off this idea that one day we will stand before a holy and a just God. And it's just honestly something that we should think about, but many times we don't. You know, and none of us know how much time we have in this earth. And I guarantee you that time will fly. And someday we will be wondering what in the world happened to all the time that we thought we had. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds asks if you're ready to stand before God.
In past messages, I've often preached about our standing before Almighty God in judgment. The reason I know this is because I go over the record of the past messages that I preach over the radio station. I often preach to the lost about when they're going to be judged at the great white throne judgment. I preach to the saved because I know that we're going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. I preach about hell. I preach about the everlasting flames of hell. You know, people are in hell right now, and more are headed that way. I really don't mean to bore you. I don't mean to scare you, but I must tell you the absolute truth about where you will be facing eternity. Why don't I just tell you you're okay? Well, it's because I'm concerned about you. I really don't want you to be like me. I want you to be as Christ wants you to be. You know, there's so much sin in this world. There's so much grief. I don't want you to be taken in by all of this wickedness. There's all kinds of sexual sins, tobacco. There's all kinds of alcoholic sins. There's all kinds of drugs that are out there. We could warn you about all of those things. Sometimes, however, we get used to those sins and we don't even realize they're there. It's kind of like Lot, who sat in the seat of Sodom. Genesis 19 verse 1 states, "And there came two angels to Sodom at eve, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground." As Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom, I'm sure he did not intend to be the bad example he wound up being. Like Lot, we may sit and not do as God intends us to do, but we really expect God to intervene as we commit sin. Listen to Psalms 1 and verse number 1, which states, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Sodom was going to be destroyed the very next day, and there sat Lot in the seat of the scornful. Lot had lost his influence with his family. Lot had lost his influence with his friends. And he had so lost all that, that when he knew of the soon coming destruction of Sodom, and he tried to warn his own family about it, they laughed at him and said that he's mocking them. Just as the Bible records in Psalms 1 and verse number 1. You see, Lot had already walked in the counsel of the ungodly. Lot had already stood in the way of sinners. The coming judgment of God was upon the city in which Lot then lived. But this found him sitting in the seat of the scornful. Understand, the Bible states in Psalms 1, verse number 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Lot, you see, had already walked in the counsel of the ungodly. Lot had already stood in the way of sinners. And then when the angels came to Sodom to warn him about the coming destruction of the cities, there was Lot that was sitting in the seat of the scornful. Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be destroyed the very next day. It was really too late for Lot to be a positive influence for good to his family or to his city. This is seen when Lot tried to witness to his family. They actually laughed at him because he had totally lost his testimony to them. Lot's family all died in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, all of his family died except his wife. But, you know, the next day, as they were escaping the city, Lot and his wife only had one command from God, and that was to not look back. But you know what? She looked back. The Bible said that she was turned into a pillar of salt as she looked back. The one command that God had given, she failed to listen to. It is not our desire to be as Lot, but I don't think it's your desire to be like him either. But it is our desire to be a good witness of the blessings God is well able to give to each of us. It is our desire to be as Psalms 1 and verse 2 and verse 3. We state this, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." James 4 verse 14 is an excellent verse at this point. The Bible said, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Lot only knew one day before the cities he lived in were destroyed. But how much time do you have to be faithful to God before he destroys this earth? Or how much time do you have to be faithful to God before you or the person you intend to witness to die? We truly do not know. All we know is our life is like a vapor, and the vapor comes from boiling water. The vapor appears for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. And that's all the time that we have. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 states, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the time of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." If you are lost, now, according to 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It is not that God wants you to wait another day, another time to trust Christ. It is now, not later. You must recognize as an individual that you are a sinner and should go to an eternal hell. But how bad a sinner are you? Are you really bad enough to go to hell? Or do you think you're good enough to go to heaven? Well, maybe you just think you're just sort of in between. Maybe you think you're no worse than anyone else. Matthew 7, verse 13, verse 14. Jesus says this, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Listen, God does not accept any kind of sin. In order to go to heaven, you must be perfect. Absolutely, totally perfect. You might say, "I'm not perfect, so what should I do?" God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world for the explicit purpose of making sinners perfect. Jesus Christ took your sins upon himself. Jesus Christ gave us his righteousness so we could be perfect before God. Is your sin like everybody else's sins? A little smoking, a little cursing, a little alcohol, a little drugs, a few sexual sins, a few bad thoughts. Listen, God will never accept you. Maybe you go to church. some of the time. Maybe you think giving a little bit of money to God is a good thing. Maybe you think a little bit of Bible reading will get you into heaven. Maybe you think a little bit of being good is what it takes to get into heaven. The fact is, none of these things are what God is looking for. God will not accept any of those things. God will only accept Jesus Christ, the perfect one. And God will only accept you if Jesus Christ is your substitute. Are you faithful? Not what you call faithful, but what God calls faithful. Are you afraid of standing out from the world as being any different? Or do you try to fit into the world and into the kingdom of God? Men think this can be done, but it can't be done to God's satisfaction. Listen, have you examined yourself in the light of God's holy word and seen yourself as a sinner, one who continues in the way of the world without God and His blessings upon the little everyday affairs of your life? Have you examined your life the way God will examine you at the judgment? Isn't that the true test? Don't fool yourself. I'm talking about eternal consequences. Will God really accept your petty excuses for not serving Him? His way? Look, in the book of Matthew 8 and verse 18 through verse 23, the Bible states, "Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about Him, He gave commandment to part unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto Him, Master, I will follow Thee whithersoever Thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man had not where to lay His head. And another of His disciples said unto Him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my Father. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him." The question you need to answer is this: will you really follow Jesus Christ as a disciple of His and enter into Him, or will you stay at home and take care of the things of this world? I mean, that's it. What will you do today? Will you accept Christ, or will you not?
You know, the example that hits the closest to home with me is Lot. I can imagine Lot just trying to live his life from one day to the next. He saw a well-watered area, and he looked at it, and it was so promising for his family's future, and he just jumped at it. Then one day, he moved into the city, and then one day, he took a position of leadership, setting at the gate of the city, and then one day, the angels came with a terrible message about destruction. And you have to wonder if before that point, had Lot even stopped to look around and see what he was subjecting his family to? Did he occasionally stop and think, I really need to move. I need to find a better place for my family. I need to change the way I'm doing things. Or maybe he wondered what effect the sin around them was having on his kids. But no matter what he had thought, he didn't do anything about it. And in the end, he lost his wife and he lost some of his children because he had destroyed his testimony with them. They didn't see God being important to him, so they didn't believe it when he came to them with a message of judgment and destruction. And it reminds me that I need to look around, I need to take stock of how I'm living my life before my family, and try and judge what God will say when one day I stand before Him. Well, I do pray that this morning's message has been an eye-opening message for you, and that you will make sure you are ready to stand before God. And if you'd like to discuss any of this with us, you can call us at 636-673-2180, or even better, you could come and join us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be meeting for Sunday school this morning at 10 a.m., and then worship services at 11 a.m. Then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services at 4:30. And another great resource for you would be our website, which contains a lot of different books and articles and audio messages. And that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Well, just like it always does, our time has once again just flown by, but we are very glad you're able to join us, and we pray you'll be able to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's holy word.